San Pio Paolo Cero, professor at the University of Sassari in Italy. I'm going to present to you the contribution of the Italian partnership to an international network named the Managing Agricultural Greenhouse Gases Network, MAGNET. It's an international project including over 300 experimental sites all over the world devoted to the understanding of long-term carbon dynamics and greenhouse gas emissions. The Italian partnership is made of nine teams at the moment, providing 20 long-term experiments, some of which started in the early 60s and some more recently, and almost all of them are related with cropping systems, considering as factors fertilization, residue management and tillage, or crop rotation. They were started with different objectives, of course, in different times, but now they have been networked through this ICFAR project, of which I will give you some information. Almost all experiments include wheat in the rotations or maize, but also some of them are related with forages or grasslands. This is just an example of how we can make use of this critical mass of data. All these three examples are taken from one of the experiments. For instance, this production data can be used with data mining techniques like the partition and regression analysis to understand what are the main drivers that can distinguish the best years. For instance, in this case, the average production of wheat in the best years is 4.5 tons per hectare of grain from other years. And the best years in this case are related to low temperature in January, to high level of nitrogen fertilization, and to low level of evapotranspiration in April, while the least productive years are related to no fertilization and high temperature in January, which is related to the number of tillers per square meter. This is just an example. Another example is the use of these long-term experiments for the soil organic carbon dynamics. The points are related to measured data, in this case to compare conventional with no tillage, considering or not considering the weeds, with this DSAT model, which interpolated this data. And as you see, it is possible to use these long-term experiments to calibrate very recent modeling technologies that can help to also, and this is the third example, to forecast what would happen in the case of climate change. In this case, we compare the control run, which is 1970 to 2000, the current climate, with two different scenarios of climate change under conventional or no-till. And this, in this case, we see that the production of maize, which is under rain-fed condition, as you see, it's very low maize production because it's under Mediterranean conditions, so with a dry summer, is anyway forecasted to be reduced under any scenarios, both under conventional or non-conventional, or no tillage. So these are just three examples to understand that the importance of developing these kind of networks all over the world, networks of experimental data. There is a great resistance of experimenters like me to give the data to modelers because of the property, intellectual property. So in this case, the Italian partnership has donated this data to the modeling community, of course, with some conditions in the authorship of the papers, for instance. But it is important that we have this critical mass of long-term experiments, particularly to understand these long-term dynamics. Otherwise, models can forecast just numbers. So to conclude, these MAGNET networks provide a network of reliable experimental data for the development and evaluation of crop models, particularly in the estimation of soil carbon dynamics and greenhouse gas emissions. The Italian partnership is contributing to this, particularly for the Mediterranean-type cropping systems, and the coupling of long-term agronomic experimental data coupled with crop models are being used to assess the climate change impact and the option for adaptive responses to, or mitigation to address the resilience of cropping system. For further information, the poster will be hanged tomorrow. It's number 919. And there is also a special issue of the European Journal of Agronomy, the volume 77, just out, 2016. This is a mistake, 2016. And also a publication on carbon management of Liebig. Mark Liebig is from USDA. And he's coordinating this MagNet network. Also, some more information on the website of both the Italian and international project. Thank you.